Okay, today is Daf Kaf Chet. We're on Kuf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the two Daf. Nishchus HaBehema, because it's one flow. There's six answers to this question. It's the Gemara to me. And we'll learn today for Foolish Leim, for Shishana Basti, Basti Rachel Zavora. Nishchus HaBehema. The Mishnah said that Nishchus HaBehema, if the Behema was shechted, no, let's back up. The Behema had an Eber and Basar that was Medoldol. It was dangling, okay? And you've shechted the animal. Said Reb Meir that the shechita is the hechsher that this animal should be mekabel tumah. The shechita itself is the hechsher, okay? And Reb Shimon said, no, it's not true. Okay? You hear that? If you don't get that point, the whole daf is this one point. Reb Meir said that the shechita is the hechsher to be makabel tumah. So once I do the shechita, none of this meat has to get wet somewhere else. It's already been wet. The shechita itself, and we have my focus to go on, is it the shechita itself, a new din now, or no, the dam spills onto the meat, and that counts. And Rav Shimon says, no, it's not true. The shechita does not matter. So in order for tumah to exist, this meat has to touch some liquid. I get the whole animal, including the hanging. The hanging limb. But in the Hanami, it's going to be tied to the animal as a whole as well. Now, the Maikom Iflugi, what are they arguing about? Okay? They're going to be, what? Six explanations what they're arguing about. We did this personally yesterday, we'll do it again to review. Six explanations. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, that the Behema Nas is Yad Le'Aver Kom Iflugi. Whether the Behema is a Yad for the Aver. Now, there's no question. That the behemoth, the animal, gets wet when it's shechted. Right? There's no question about that. Now you have a leg that has some dangling basar. Does that leg become hechsher to the kabel tumah? So Reb Meir said, yes, the shechita even extends down to the leg. Therefore, the leg doesn't have to get wet anymore. Why? So the rabbi says, you know what they're arguing about? And the shimon says, not true. You know what they're arguing about? The behemoth is a yad for the Aver. But since the Yad becomes Hechsher, the Aver also can become Hechsher. And Reb Shimon says, that's ridiculous. How could the majority of the animal be a Yad for one Aver? But you have, that's crazy. Right? So, where am I? The Behema not is Yad le Aver kamiflagi. Does the Behema become a Yad for that one little Aver? Mar suffer. Reb Shimon says, ain't Behema not a Yad le Aver? Going to behave and be a yad for an aver. The majority of the animals are yad for the small little aver? That doesn't make any sense. However, Rebbeir holds, no, behema nas is yad la aver. It does work. It does happen. Therefore, when the animal becomes hosher, it's maksha, the aver also. I'm sure it makes much more sense over here. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Abaya Omar. Different din. Ba'ochet katan. The ain gadol ola imo kamiflagi. When I pick up the small piece, the small aver, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to pick up the entire animal? Absolutely not. What's going to happen? It's going to break off. What about when I pick up the big animal, the whole animal? Will the aver come along? Probably yes. So they're arguing about, if I pick up the small aver, and the rest of the aver is going to fall away. Why? Because dangling. There's no way one little aver, I can pick up one little aver, I'm going to pick up the whole animal also. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen? It's going to become detached. So then what's the story? So that's what I'm arguing about. But ochet katan, I pick up the small piece, the ain gadol ola imo, and the rest of the animal is not coming along for the ride. Kamiflagi. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar, Reb Meir holds, ochet katan, if you pick up the small piece, the ain gadol ola imo, and the rest of the animal will not come along. Harehu kavohu. It's nevertheless considered part of the animal. Therefore, if a shechita takes place on the large part of the animal, it's going to affect every part of the animal, even a dangling aver. Umar savar, and Rav Shimon holds, of course not, ain kavohu. Of course not. The ach, Rav Yochanan, savar, Rav Yochanan said the same thing. But okay, the cotton, when you hold on to a small aver, the ain gadol ole imo kamiflagi. He says, that's also, right, there are six explanations. Abaye said number two. Rabbi Yochanan said, I also agree with this number two. Why? The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, the Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan actually said that Rabbi Meir is a little inconsistent. He's a steer in Rabbi Meir. Why? Believe it or not, we're going to find another case where the same issue comes up. With that, by Tevel. Mi Amar Rabbi Meir, Oches Bekotten, Ze'en Gadol Oli Imo, Harehu Kamo. Does the mayor really say that? If I pick up the small piece, the small aver, and the rest of the animal's not coming along, it's going to break off. It still considers if it's attached. Does the mayor really hold that? Or the mayor says, yes, it is. Therefore, shechita on the neck will help to be machshir a small little aver. In a different context, listen to what the mayor said. Ochel, you have food, right? It's truma. Shenifrat, it broke off, right, a frat. It broke off. It's a little bit dangling. It's a little bit dangling. Right? Rav Meir Omer. Rav Meir says like this. Im oches bekotten begadol ole imo. If I pick up the small. Let's say you made a bread. Tumor bread. You want to know about tumor questions. So I pick up a small piece. The rest of the chal will come along. Hare hu kamohu. It's one piece. Bim lav. Ain't a kamohu. And if not. It's not one piece. So what do you see? Rabbi Meir here, by the case of the Tevel, the Truma, says, to make a distinction. Will it fall off or not? Right? Look at Rashi. V'yim lav, top Rashi. Chiburo tahar. The whole thing is tahar. Afal pi shenogin zeh bazeh. They're touching each other. In other words, if a sheret falls on the main part of the challah, is it going to be metame the little dangling piece? Says the mayor, no. Not if I pick up the small piece, the challah is going to break off. No. Afalpi shenogin zebetzeh, even though they're touching each other, ein shlishi ose rabi betruma, v'gavi tulyom sinil asat v'yuma. Talking about a tulyom, shlishi, the truma is a shlishi. A shlishi can't make a rabi by truma. So how's that small piece? In other words, it's considered as if it's detached. So Rav Meir said over here by us, Abaya and Rav Yochanan said that Rav Meir held, it's considered attached. Second by Truma, he says detached. By Tfulyom, it's detached. So, Rav Yochanan, Bukhalefet HaShita, I change the Shita around. In other words, Rav Meir never said this. Someone else said this. Rav Meir said, it's always considered attached. Just like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Umay Kusha. Well, it's not even a Kasha. Oh, Rav Meir contradicts himself. That doesn't contradict himself. Dilma, maybe. Shani Le, Rav Meir, Ben Tfilyom, Loshar Tumos. Maybe Rav Meir is more makel by a Tfilyom. Why is he more makel by a Tfilyom? Because anyway, Tfilyom is a very makel thing. A very makel thing. Right? It's not really Tame, it's really Tar already, it's way too Michael. So maybe we'll make him. In such a situation, if the bread will fall off, it's not going to be Tame. We'll make it Tar already. Maybe we'll more makel when it comes to that. Tanya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true, because Rebbe Omer, who's Rebbe? A different person. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Echad Tfilyom ve'echad Shar Tuma. No, it's all the same din. Says the Gemara, I'm not impressed by that. The Dilma, Lu Rebbe lo Shani Le. Lu Rebbe, Shani Le. Yeah, Rebbe says it's no different. Or the Rebbe doesn't have to agree with Rebbe. Rebbe says it's no different. Rebbe says there's a difference. The whole Kasha is not even a Kasha. Okay? Ha'am Rebbe Yoshia, Ha'am Rebbe Yochanan. But that's our real chazal. The very Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who held the taka no different. Mukhalef et hashita. You have to switch around the shita. According to Rebbe, you're right. You have to switch around the shita. Why? Because Rebbe says taka is no different. So there is no difference. So no difference if it's tuma, tulyam, doesn't make a difference. So then how on earth could the mayor say, within Rebbe, that if you pick up a small piece, if the big piece will fall away, it's just a taira. Impossible. You're right. Rameir never said that. We had the names wrong. Put the names to the right memra, and Rameir is very consistent. What do you see? Rameir, that's his answer. The answer is, why does Rameir hold? There's no hechsher is not anymore required. Shechit is enough. Because he holds, even though it's a small little piece, it's considered attached. Even if you pick up the small piece, the rest of the large piece is going to fall off, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Good? That's answer number two. Answer number three, Rava Amar. B'yesh yad l'tumah, the Ein Yad Lehechsher Kamiflaki. They're arguing about there's a Yad for Tumah, but there's no Yad for Hechsher. Or do we not say that? Mar Savar, Rav Shimon holds, Yesh Yad LeTumah, the Ein Yad LeHechsher. There's a Yad for Tumah, but there's no Yad for Hechsher. Therefore, Ein Achinami, similar to what we had before. Ein Achinami. When the animal becomes Tumah, that has nothing to do with the Aver. It's almost attached. So the hem of becoming tamei has nothing to do with the aver. Therefore, it's not tamei. That's what Shimon holds. Umar Savar and Reber holds yesh yad l'tuma. No, there is a yad and ulachshir even for hesher, even not for tuma, just to be wet. So before we said that the behemoth was a yad. Now it's maybe not a yad. That's what we said before. Now it's saying, of course the behemoth is not a yad. But when I, what's a yad? The dangling aver is a yad. So when I make the behemoth, hechsher, how do I do that? By shchita. Right? Am I machsher the yad? That's the machlokes. You hear that? Good. Make. On the behemoth, help for the yad, for the aver. Rebbeir says yes. Rebbeir says no. That's number three. Number four, Tafa Amar. The hechsher kodim machshava kamiflagi. The case is hechsher before you even thought about it, right? Now, something that's not edible. This is not edible. Why is it not edible? Because aver in a chad. It's not edible. This is not edible, this limb. Right? Not edible. What if I thought to make it edible? Then it becomes edible. Right? In other words, why not? Rashi says you're going to give it to a guy. Glamour also not mitzvah, not allowed to eat Eimer Nachai. The answer is that guy who can't glamour don't care. It's not listening either? Someone asked that. What? Right, so, so let's say it's not edible. And then it got wet. After it got wet, you said to yourself, ooh, I'm going to give this to my neighbor to go. So, can you create ochel now? When it got wet, you had no intention of doing that. It's not food. It's not edible. Right? Look at Rashi. What? Correct. You're right. We say by tumah that works. Look at Rashi of Behechshir Kodem Achshava Kabiflagi. You see that Rashi there? It's like a little below where we are. The hechsher kodem achshava kabiflagi. The kuli alma yesh yad l'tumah lehechsher. That's just to get out of that problem. Ella sheshachta kodem shechishev lachil l'obek hakavim. You shechted it before you thought you were going to give it to a guy. The kodem hechsher l'machshava. The hechsher preceded the machshava. 1 minute. Rav Shimon Savar, kiven shebetach shash hechsher. At the time of the hechsher, akasi lav bar kibulei tumahu. It wasn't going to become tamei. Why not? The stamei lav lachilakai sha'afu ben noach asahu. Even a guy can't eat this. Hechsher nami lo makabel. Therefore, the hechsher is impossible. Therefore, Shimon said, I don't care what you thought afterwards. The shechita is the kicker, right? Why? Because then the blood spills everywhere and gets everything wet. But at that moment, you had no intention. You woke up the next day. Too late. Now, how could you give it to anyone anyway? That's a separate question. So tomorrow, Rashi is going to say, well, for the guy don't care anyway, so what's the difference? A Jew, you'd never do this. But for a guy, who cares? So Rashi can say that tomorrow. You hear? So you woke up later, forget him. Why don't you give it to the guy? Ah, it's Eimer Nachai. That guy don't care about that. Huh? you made it into food. You don't care. You don't know. Now your kid ran and you 17-year-old son didn't know and he touched it. So, now he's going to come tell me. Oh, let's say the sheriff's fell and that someone touched it. Before you gave it. Right. Right. Absolutely. Right. Before you gave it, that's what happened when it became tummy. Right? The sheriff's fell in it. So now what's the story? So beforehand, it wasn't, it's not food. Right? It's like a piece of junk. It's not food. It's on tumor. But now you made it afterwards you woke up. So was that waking up after his health? According to Shimon, no. According to Meir, it does. That's a... Yeah. 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 Papa Amar Behechshah called the Bashavah Kermiflaki. It's not. Amar Yehuda. Kachai Rebbe Kiva Shona. Rebbe Kiva, you say the same thing. Chelev Shechuta Bikfarim. Chelev, which was shafted in the... What's a kfar? Kfar is a small village, right? No, so he says that in the small villages, nobody ate chelev. Why? Even Goya. Why? Because there was much better food than you in a small village. There was enough meat to go around. Nobody ate chelev. That's like very poor man's food. Right? So it wasn't considered food. But therefore, sarach machshava. You have to have mamish machshava. The ain sarach heksha. You don't need heksha. Shekhar hoksha v'shchita. It was already, the shchita took care of that. Amru lefanav, wait a minute. L'maratena rabbeinu. But didn't we learn, that says Rabbi Akiva, didn't we learn, olshin, some kind of vegetable, shalakton, that you pick, the hadichan lebehema, and you cut it up, you prepare it for a behema, so it's still not food, because behema doesn't count. Then, benim lachalel adam, now you change your mind, you want to make a human food. Srichat heksher sheni. It has to be heksher a second time. Why? Because at the time it was heksher, it wasn't food. So Rikita, how could you hold that the machshava can take place after the it got wet? It wasn't food at that time. And you know what? Bechazer Rabbi Akiva. Liyos Chorna Kribi Huda. Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. He said, you're right. I take it back. Right? So now, Mar Savar, Rameir hold Kimei Kara. Rameir holds Rabbi Akiva before he took it back. That what? That a machshava after Hefsher helps. That's why, even though the machshava came after he did the Shechita, it still helps. Umar Savar and Rabbi Shimon holds Kichazara. He holds that Rabbi Kiva changed his mind. You can't have a Hechsher. You can't have a Machshava after the Hechsher. Therefore, you woke up now. Now I want to give it to the guy. Then I have to get wet again. That's the Machloket. Number five. Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika Amar. Benis Kaneach Hadam Bein Simon LeSimon Kamifluki. So arguing about you shechted one Simon. Right? Then the dam fell on the Aver. That dam from the first simon fell on the Aver. Then you continue to shecht the second simon, and the dam didn't fall the Aver from the second simon, only from the first simon. So we have a rule, by the way, when the Shechita works, only the dam from the Shechita helps, not dam later. So now, the question is that Hesher on the Aver? So Mar Savar, Rabbi holds yes. Yes, no shchita mekshil v'yatov. It's one long shchita process. Therefore, that's considered dam shchita. The high dam shchita who? That's considered good dam shchita. Umar Savar ain't all shchita el v'yatov. High dam akhu. Says Rishon, that's not dam shchita. Why? Because the shchita only happened at the end. So what was this? I got wet. Yeah, that's not dam shchita. That's dam akhu. The dam from a wound. It doesn't count. Okay? Fifth answer. Exactly. When is it called Shechita? Says Reb Meir, the whole time. Says Reb Shimon, afterwards. Only when you're done. So before you're done, there's no Shechita. So that could be taught, right? It could be tied to the issue we're going to have soon, whether Shechita works because it's a Shechita or because it's Dam. That's a separate discussion, which is similar to this. Oh, that's the next one. It's a Rashi. Ravashi Amar, B'shchita machsheres v'lo dam kamiflugi. Says Ravashi, now, they're arguing about what's the reason why shchita is hechsher. Is it because of a shchita? Regardless of dam. It's a new din. Shchita makes hechsher. Why? No reason. Right? No reason. Shechita works, right? It masters the animal to eat, right? So it makes the animal ready to be kavel tuma, right? You can eat it now. It's also tummy now, right? Or no, let's not do it. That what is it? Got wet. Happens to be shechita is a way to get the animal wet. Dam is one of the liquids. It's a very good way. Not a special din shechita. Nothing to do with that, right? So Reb Meir holds it's the dam shechita. When dam comes out, it dam comes out. And Reb Shimon holds no, it's the etzem shechita. Therefore, what? No. So since shechita is not mastering the aver anyway, this aver can't be eaten. Can't be eaten. It can't get tummy. It go hand in hand, right? Good. Excellent. Very good. Those are the six explanations. Now we have like four or five tekus. Listen to these questions. Some of them are quite difficult. Similar, yes, even harder than review of your questions. But boy, Rabba asked the following question: Behema b'chayeha. A behema is alive. Okay, it's alive. According to Reb Meir, mahu shetasi yad le'aver. Can there be a yad for the aver? In other words, let's say, what's the case? Let's say like this: let's say the aver's dangling, and the aver got wet. Some water fell on it. Right? Water fell on the aver. Then tumah fell on the behema. Now, a live behema can't become tummy. That's impossible. But the aver got wet, and the tumah fell on the behema. Right? Can the aver now be tummy, even though the behema can't become tummy? You hear that question? You hear that question? Tumah fell on the behema. Live behemoths can't become tummy. That's the question. And the answer is tegel. Remember the answer. All the questions are the same type of question. You hear that question? The aver is its own identity, but it's still attached. So can it become tummy and the animal's not tummy? That's tegel. What? It has the status of ochel that you can't eat. The animal's alive. This is already considered in some ways considered detached, right? So if that got wet and the behemoth became tummy, can that become tummy? That's a tegel. Amar Abaya, very difficult. Similar question. Listen to this. Hari Amru, we said what? Right. So that's what Rashi says tomorrow. The goyim don't care about Eiv Menachai, so they can go eat it. I know. It's a good question. Right, so that's why it's a teiku. That's why it's a teiku. So you don't really hear both sides. I hear you. So all these questions are the exact same type of questions. Amar Abaye, listen to this one. Hari Amar, we said like this. Kishus, what's a kishus? A melon? Cucumber. Shenata ba'asit. It's in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. What's that called? It's called metalphalon. Right? Like I said, attached to the ground. It's in a flower pot. However, the deal of the yatzat put the asin. But some leaves overflowed, and those leaves are touching the ground. The flower pot on the kitchen table. A bag, a whole wild thing, and it fell out the window, and it's touching the ground. Over the ground. Well, but if it's hanging over the ground, it has the din of unique from the ground. So what's the halacha? Tahora. It's tahar. Why is it tahar? Because that leaf is considered attached to the ground. Things that are attached to the ground can't become tummy. Good? Amar of Shimon, one second. What about the rest of the flower pot? So the whole thing's not considered attached to the ground, the stomach. Right? The whole thing, even Amar of Shimon, what are you talking about? The Chimat Tiva Utahar, right? Why are you making the whole thing Torah? Ella hatame b'tomato, batar b'tar raso. What's outside the flower pot is tar. What's inside the flower pot is tame. Says Rav Shimon, right? So Amar Abaya, so Boy Abaya, according to... No, but it doesn't have a hole in the bottom. So it's hanging over. So 10% hanging over. No, so that's what the kind of comment. That's the Shimon doesn't hold like that. Shimon says no. 10% is outside. 10% is considered attached. 90% is still in the flower pot. 90% is considered tummy. Exactly. So boy abaya. Ma shati asa lat yad lachaverta. So then can the what if tuma touches the outside of the flower pot? The one that's according to everybody is tahar. We'll turn around and make the rest of the flower pot tummy. God. Does the tumma go backwards? Exactly, all the same case. The answer is teku. Hear that question, Stewie? Next. Right, exactly. Amr Birmir. It's the exact same question. Now, the halacha is... No, but the ground can't become tame. Right. But if theoretically you're right. Now, Rav Shimon's going to hold later, something that is not edible can't become tummy too much ochel. Okay? So what if you bow down to a cucumber, you turn that cucumber into a avodah zarah, right? A avodah zarah is asar b'hana. So you can't eat this cucumber anymore, there's no tumma by this cucumber. Okay? Okay? Now, Amr b'yirmiya, what about the following question? Hari Amru, hamashtachav alachati dalat, what if you bow down to a half a cucumber? I'm only bowing down to the right side of that cucumber. The left side, I'm not bowing down to. So now, the right side, it doesn't have tumas ochel. Why not? It also bound up. You made it into a avodah zarah. The left side still does. You hear this? So, boy, Rav Yirmiya asked, ma'a shtati ad l'chaverta? So now, can the half that can't become tameh? Why not? Because it's asher ba'achila. Because you bow down to it, can that transfer tumma to the other, the good half? Same question. And the answer is, what? It's the same question. Because only half you bow down to. That's the case. It's a rumorous case. You bow down to half of it. So, what do you mean? Well, the left half? That's not my God. Only the right half is my God. What do you want from this guy? Classic of Yirmiya. And the answer is Teku. Okay? That's right. Amar of Papa. By the way, there's only the three of Yirmiya also, remember? The three of Yirmiya also, so I had enough of him too. Amar of Papa. By the way, Rabbi Yirmiya is not wrong. I'll tell you why he's not wrong. Because Rabbi Yirmiya is always question of the exact same question. The question is, you didn't explain yourself enough. You're sheer. Is not defined. I have a kasha on your shear. Your shear is not defined. It's just a question throughout shot. Is the wing on the yard line, is it considered in or out? Your shear is not defined. So they threw him out for that. He's not wrong. Right? Okay. Amr of Papa. Hari Amru. We have a mission Uksa that says like this. Yichur Shelta Eina. You have a branch. A branch of a tree or a fig tree. Shenifshach. That it got broken. It's mamish dangling by a tiny piece. It's mamish falling off. So Rabbi Yehuda b'tahir, the Chachamim Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said it's tar. Why is it tar? It's still attached. Chachamim Omer, no. In Yachol Lechios tar. V'yamlav tameh. If it could become regenerated, is it going to survive like this? Then it's tar. But if not, it's considered already detached and it's tameh. So the same question. Boy Rav Papa, ma'ash yat yad l'chaverta. So can it turn around? We consider it the same. It's detached now. It can't survive. So can it turn around and make the rest of it? Or better yet, no, all the way around. Now the rest of the tree is tar, obviously attached to the ground. So if a sheriff touches that, will it turn this branch into tumah? Again, same question. The answer is teku. Amr of Zera, Hari Amru. Listen to this one. We have a halacha. Eben shebezavit. You have a house. You have a party wall. Two houses share the wall. That party wall, the quarter of that wall, gets tzarat. So the halacha is, you have to remove the stone. Now you're removing the guy's stone also. The other neighbor. He doesn't have tzarat on his side, on your side. He didn't speak Lashon Hara, only you did. So, Evan Shazavit, if a whole, Shehu Chole, when you remove the stone, Cholet is Kula. You have to remove the whole stone. However, the halacha is, then what do? You close the house up, you come back a week later, and you see, did it spread? What if it spread? They have to knock the whole house down. That's the same rule. Right, 1 second. Now you come back a week later, and it's still stressed, and the whole house has to come down. What if it's a party room? The other guy also has to lose his house. So, Kishu Chol, no state says Shalom, Umaniach Shachaveiro. No, the other guy leaves his house. Only your half of the wall comes down, not his half. So, Boy Rav Zera, right? So what about, can his hair, right? The other guy's hair doesn't have tzara. He didn't speak Lashon Hara. Can it become a yad for your hair? Right? And what's that going to do? It's going to save my hair. Because his hair doesn't have tumma. Right? Does that make sense? And it's going to save my hair with, No. That's not the question. What? Right, and the answer is teku. Okay? Now, next. Oh my goodness. The truth is very easy gemara at the bottom. So, the next part of the Mishnah... What? No, it's not hard now. Now, that was not hard. Now, the Mishnah said like this. If you have a behemoth that died, and it had an Aver Medoldal, according to Reb Meir, that Aver is Aver Menachai and not Nevela. Okay? So, my Ikka, Ben Aver Menachai, Le Aver Shal Nevela, what's the difference? Ikka Benayu, the difference is, it's a very key rule, it's the rule of the whole tomorrow's talking about this. Basar HaPorish Mimenu. You have an Aver Menachai, right? You have an Aver Menachai. And Aver Menachai is not an A, not allowed to eat it, and B, this tumma. What if I slice off a piece of Aver Menachai? The halacha is, that piece has no tumma. Why? Because the only time there's tumma of Aver Menachai is if it's its whole. Why? They're not out of tumma. That's not true by Nevela. Every piece of Nevela is tummy. That's a quirk only by Aver Menachai. So that's why it's a big difference. If you hold, it's only tumma from Aver Menachai, and if you cut a piece off, it's not going to become tummy. If you hold, it's tumma from Nevela, it makes no difference. Then it wouldn't be tumma. He's still not allowed to eat it. Still Eiver Menachai. But there's no tumma. That's a quirk by Eiver Menachai. That's the difference. Right? The Mishnah said, it's tumma by Eiver Menachai, but not from the Nevela. Who cares? What's the difference? A big difference. Eiver Menachai. Forget the knife. So, I don't know about the knife. So, Basar Parish Mimenu, right? Now, skip the next two words. They take out the next two words, the Eiver Behema. The Elu Basar Parish Mimenu Menachai, Lama Tamit. Basar that comes off an Eiver Menachai, there's no tumma. The Aver Menanavela, Matama. But an Aver for Nevela, of course it's going to become Tame. Aver Menachai, that is just a side point. Aver Menachai, the Matame, Mikra. How do you even know the Tumah of Aver Menachai? Who made up that word? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Kra, that's the Chiyam, it's Menabahema. What are you talking about? The Haimi Baila, the kid, Idach, the Yehuda, Amar Rav. I need that passage for a different part. What do I need that passage for? The Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Lev, Mafi, Zatana. It says, the Chiyam, it's Menabahema. That this tumma, if an animal dies, that's not always true. Miktas behema matama, miktas behema ana matama. Sometimes it's tumma, sometimes an animal will die and there is no tumma. How's that? And you can't eat it. How could that be? Mik the ezu zu, trefa sheshachta, it's a trefa. You can't eat it. If you shechted it properly, it doesn't become an avela. And we had 10 bot on that, right? It doesn't become an avela. So that's what I need that positive for. The Gemara says, "Imke elich the Rachmana mi behema, my min behema, sharmin atarti." We learn both dinim. What's both dinim? One, that not every dead animal is in the Beva, and number two, that there's tumma by Eiver Menachai. Ihachi tafilu batranami. But if that's true, then why is a piece of meat that comes off the Eiver any different? It should also be tumma for Eiver Menachai. The Gemara says, "Lo talk about that. Don't even think that." Tanya. Because the Brisa says like this, Yachal Yebatzar Parish Menachai Tamei. I would think basa that comes off the Eivrin Achai is Tamek. Amad Lomar, Tachiyamas Menabahema, Ma Mita She'ena Ote Chalipin, just like Mita can never get undone, nobody can ever come back from the dead, that can't happen. Askal She'ena Ote Chalipin, so too, anything else that is Tamek that can't ever go back. Once you take a limb off an animal, that limb will not grow back. However, says Rashi, when you slice basar off an animal, doesn't the basar grow back? It'll grow back. Right? It grows back. But you basar grows back. That's why basar coming off an Eivrin Achai is not tumah. You know why? Because it'll grow back. The only time the tumah is it won't grow back, death won't come back. Taking an Eivrin off, that's not going back. That's why this tumah. But by a basar, that's all grow back. It's not tumah. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Behema. Says Behema. Ma Behema. Gidin Batsamos. I've called Gidin Batsamos. Now, what's it say different than Rav Yossi? Right? Because Gidin and Batsamos don't grow back. A bone breaks off, doesn't grow back. Only flesh grows back. And Rabbi Omer, Behema, Ma Behema, Basar, Gidin Batsamos, I've called Basar, Gidin Batsamos. So the Gemara has the obvious question. Ma'ek ben Rabbi Lurbi Akiva. What's the difference between Rabbi Lurbi Akiva? The difference is the Arkuva. What's that? It's an Aver Shalem, and it doesn't have any Basar. It just has Gidin and Atamah. So therefore what? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Gidin and Atamah, Aver Menachai. But according to Rabbi, it has Basar, therefore it won't. And, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ma'ari Kibbenayu. What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Amar Papa, Hula, Beniv, Tifasayim, Ika, Benayu. The difference is, the kulius, what's it called? The kidney and the upper lip. Of course, if you're like Lili, if that breaks off, there's tumas Eivrin and Achai. Why not? Because they're never going to grow back. But according to Rabbi Akiva, they're not going to become tame because they don't have any gidin or atamos. Okay, that's a quirk. Right. Tanya Nami, we have 1 more minute. Now, this is the exact same Gemara by Shratzim. Tanya Nami Gabi Shratzim Kai Gavda. We learned the same thing by Shratzim. Yachal, by Eivrin Achai, also by an alligator. Also Eivrin Achai by a turtle, right? So, Yachal, Basar Parashan HaShratzim, Yei Tameh. I would think that Basar that came off a Sheretz should be Tameh. Hamadama B'motam. Ma Misa She'en Ota Chalipin. Just like Misa can't come back. Akal She'en Ota Chalipin. Dei Rebbe Yosei Glil. Rebbe Kiv Omer, Sheretz. Ma Sheretz Gizze V'atamos. Akal Gizze V'atamos. Exact same Gemara. Rebbe Omer, Sheretz. Masher is supposed to give them about someone, Akko was to give them about someone. Then Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, Iki Benayar Arkuva. So the difference between them is the Arkuva. Apparently, Shratzim also have an Arkuva. And then Rebbe Akiva, it goes like, Lili, my Benayu, my Iki Benayu, Omar Papa, Kula Benif, says Iki Benayu. Right? Shratzim have an upper lip, and Shratzim have kidneys. Now, why do we say the Gemara twice? It's because the Ashmin of Behema, if we only had Behema, you know why there's no buster that comes off an Eivrin by a Behema? Because the Lomatam Bechayim Dasha. It doesn't even come to me in such a small amount. Therefore, it's more Makel. Avol Sheretz, the Bechayim by Dasha, Ikla Bechayim Elechayim. Maybe Sheretz is different. And Im Ashmin and Sheretz, Bechayim the Lomatam Bechayim. Sheretz is now Tumah to carry. Therefore, more Makel by the buster. Lomatam Bechayim. Avol Behema, the Bechayim 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 Bechayim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tara Rabbanan, fall on to the bottom, and have a good day.